听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book three, unit 41, radio programs 1, lesson 81, part 1, warming up exercises. Radio station signals. You are going to hear the openings of some international broadcasts from 10 different countries. Listen carefully. Write down the cities and also the agencies presenting these programs.
This is London. Hours Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service.
The news, read by Ashley Hodgson.
This is Radio Australia broadcasting from our studios in Melbourne. It's 9:30 hours Greenwich Mean Time.
Asian Service of the Voice of Germany presents Panorama, a program of news, views, and reports.
This is Switzerland.
Swiss Radio International presents Interaction, featuring ICEM, the Intergovernmental Committee for European Migration.
Next is a program from Radio Netherlands, the Dutch World Broadcasting System.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Asia Special.
I'm Larry James, bringing you greetings from the Voice of America in Washington.
Radio Moscow World Service presents Hobbyland.
New Zealand, around New Zealand, and here to introduce this week's program is Robert Taylor.
From the studios of Radio New Zealand in the capital city of Wellington to wherever you may be, welcome to this week's New Zealand Report.
Radio Japan, the overseas service of Japan's NHK, is heard next.
Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, in cooperation with the Joint Programming Committee, presents the first of three programs entitled Colorful Canadians.
Item 1.
And this news. The National Academy of Sciences says that eating less salt, food rich in fat, and smoked foods can reduce a person's chance of developing cancer. A study by the Academy also said people should eat more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. The chairman of the study said that eating fatty foods could be the cause of about 40% of the cancers in men and 60% of the cancers in women. He said scientific evidence shows that most major cancers are influenced by the kinds of food that people eat.
Exercise 1. Study the summary for news item 1. Exercise 2. Fill in the blanks with the information you get from the news. News item 2.
Medical news. American doctors have successfully placed a mechanical heart in the body of a 61-year-old man. The man is reported doing well after doctors removed his diseased heart and replaced it with an artificial blood pump. Doctors at the University of Utah Medical Center said the operation had gone better than expected. They said the artificial heart is working well. The artificial device is made from plastic and aluminum and is connected to a machine outside the man's body.
Exercise 3. Complete the summary for news item 2. Exercise 4. Give brief answers to the questions you hear on the tape. Who was given a mechanical heart? What is the result of the operation? What is the artificial heart made from? Part 3. Science Report. How smoking mothers affect their children.
American doctors say mothers who smoke cigarettes may slow the growth of their children's lungs. They said reduced lung growth could cause the children to suffer breathing problems and lung disease later in life. Doctors in Boston, Massachusetts, studied more than 1,100 children between the ages of 5 and 9. The mothers of some of the children smoked. The other mothers did not. Doctors
tested the children once a year for 5 years to see how fast their lungs were growing. The test measured the amount of air the children could blow out of their lungs in 1 second. Children should be able to blow out more air each year because their lung power increases as their lungs develop. But the doctors found that the lungs of the children whose mothers smoked had not developed as fast as they should. In fact, they were 7% less developed than the lungs of children whose mothers did not smoke. Doctors are not sure when the mother's smoking affected the children's lungs. They say it could have happened before birth because the mothers smoked during pregnancy. Or it could have happened later when the children breathe smoke-filled air at home. Doctors also are not sure if reduced lung growth will affect the children's overall health when they are adults. But they do know that children whose mothers smoke develop 20% more colds, influenza, and other respiratory infections than other children. So doctors feel there is a greater danger that such children will develop serious lung and breathing diseases later in life. The most common breathing diseases, bronchitis and emphysema, cause more than 50,000 deaths each year in the United States. About 20% of the people who smoke heavily develop these breathing problems. Doctors will now try to learn if this is more likely to happen to a smoker if his or her mother smoked. Another recent study found that smokers have a greater chance of developing lung cancer if their mothers smoked. That study found that the danger of lung cancer increased only for sons and not for daughters. And it found that fathers smoking did not affect a person's chances of developing lung cancer.
Exercises. Complete the report with the information you get from the tape.